reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host once more. And here with me, I have Sister Bita and Brother Mustafa. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Yeah, of course, the pleasure is all ours. And then, as the ritual of this program goes, please introduce yourself very briefly.
Sure. My name is Sayyid Mustafa, and I've lived in different parts of the world, but I'm originally from Pakistan, and I'm a student here in Qom, and I'm studying psychology here in Hawza.
Yeah, that's great. Psychology.
And it comes to me, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, our dear listeners, and my dear host, and dear brother here. It's an honor for me to be here again at Back to Reality. I am Bita, and I'm studying at one of the Tehran University, and I'm studying medicine, by the way, and an honor for me to be here.
So wish both of you luck and success.
Thank you.
And
thank you so
happy
much.
For you to be here. There is this word that is war, and it has got too much of things to connote to. And that is so sad when we think of war. And it's even more sad when you think of the very fact that, okay, it's the 21st century and still there are some wars in this world. In the world that we feel like science is so much improved and developed, in the world in which people are studying, the means of education are too much, in the world in which people can talk to each other, in the world in which people can be kinder to each other because they know many things. They are not like the primitive people. They can no longer say that I don't have any idea about this or that fact. No, they are all aware of the things that is happening around them, but still, there's war. Why?
Well, I would challenge the assumption that you just made, that people know what's going on around them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think actually people necessarily know always what's going on around them. But there's so much propaganda in the world that people are misled by that propaganda, right?
Yeah.
Whenever there's a war, there's always two sides to it. Each side thinks they're the right ones.
Exactly.
They're accusing the other ones. So that's one big part of it. It's just there's a lot of propaganda and ignorance mixed together, which causes like so much confusion and so much conflict.
You know what I say when I say that everybody knows everything? I always say that about religion, for example. When I say people, they have, because we have been asked to search about different religions and then pick the best one. So when they say that, okay, there are other people from different religion, and I say, okay, how they could stay ignorant toward a thing which is talked about too much? Just as you were saying, there are two sides.
Yeah.
Okay, there are words about two sides that have been getting viral nowadays. So we know, actually, we can at least have a hint about which one is the truest.
Yeah, that now you're assuming that everyone is able to think rationally and has access to the same information, right? I don't think a lot of people think rationally. They think, most people, in fact, if you talk to them, they do not speak logically. If not most, at least some people, right? Let's say if you speak to someone from another religion, if you have a debate, many times they will not speak to you on logical terms, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever experienced that or not.
I think like the first reason why we think that there shouldn't be any war is that we're living in an individualism world, okay? There is individualism every day, everywhere. And we think like, okay, if you have this opinion, it's yours. You shouldn't just communicate it to other people. It's yours and that's okay, okay? And it's not like that, unfortunately. You are looking at the world idealistically. And most of the people that we are calling them wise, that we are assuming that they are pursuing the peace world, that we have to live in a world out of any war and out of anything, and that they are looking at it idealistically. It's impossible. Even at the moment of spreading Islam, we had to have some wars. Okay, after talking to them, after telling them in a peaceful way, there are some group of people who don't accept the truth of this world, okay? And there is no way to get them in the right way. And even we have so many verses in Holy Quran.
So in those occasions where we are going to achieve something beyond what exists right now, maybe war is inevitable. But still, there's too much about war. Let's go for a short break and then we'll be back. Welcome back, dear listeners. So you're listening to Back to Reality, and thank you for joining us. Well, we're talking about war. Why in this world, in which people claim to be so rational, so wise, and be involved and engaged with science and different theories, still they do believe in war?
You know what, I think the form and image that we have from a war is different than what it should be. So The problem is not war itself. It's the image that we are making out of it, okay? It's the way that we are doing it. We are sacrificing the lives of people for this war. The people who are innocent, the people who are have nothing to do with the beliefs of two sides, okay? And This is what should be discussed here, that why these innocent people are being sacrificed in wars, okay?
One huge reason that there are wars is because of human greed, selfishness.
People know
what they're doing is wrong many times. It's not like they're completely ignorant of what they're doing. It's because of their greed and selfishness. Like you mentioned, the wars that we had in Islam at the beginning, It was because those people were unwilling to let go of their sort of ruthless, selfish system, right? If they're willing to do that, there would be no war. When you try to enforce justice, those greedy people that are out there will war with you, and then you're forced to fight with them, right? To enforce justice.
Yeah, that's very true. But, you know, still, this question remains there, that in such a rational world, what could we do to fight war?
So definitely education is one of those things, to educate people, to raise awareness. But like we've said, there are people out there, they know what the right thing is, but because they're greedy, if somebody comes into your house to kill you, you're not going to be able to talk to them. You're not going to sit down and rationalize and say, hey, why are you
shooting? Yeah, shake sense into their head.
No, because they are not willing to do that with you. And therefore, you have to defend yourself. And in Islam, pretty much all wars are defensive wars. We're not told to attack others.
Yeah.
We're
not told to like. Exactly. Yeah. We've never started a war.
Right.
It has been imposed on us. It has been imposed on us.
You know, the sentence that I believe in is that you can wake up someone who's asleep, but you cannot wake up someone who pretends to be asleep.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, it's exactly the same for all the wars that happens in the world, especially in the 21st century, that we're living in a world full of wise people, full of philosophers, full of people who claim that they know everything about the systems that is controlling over us, okay? And the thing that is the main reason of why wars happens and why people believe that they have to sacrifice something in order to defend whatever they believe is prejudice. Okay?
Yeah. Mm.
And this prejudice is something that is killing people because they have this background about something and they don't want to put themselves in a difficulty to go for that. So seek knowledge. As you mentioned, knowledge is the key here. When you have knowledge, you don't have prejudice. And when you are a prejudiced person, you don't have the knowledge about the thing that you yourself believe in, okay?
Exactly.
And this is, I think, why people go for war, because they don't want to go another way to seek knowledge, because it's more difficult, because it takes time, because it takes energy.
So in order to fight wars, we have to improve our knowledge, and education is the first thing that we have to do. And then another thing that you mentioned, which is too good to think about, is prejudice. So we shouldn't go for the idea that, okay, because of this biased idea that is circling around this topic, so I'm not going to get there or get some new information about it, because I already have set my mind on the fact that what I think about is the truest thing. So we should go for different aspects of each issue that happens around us in order to get a closer connection to the truth itself. Because as you just said, through these propagandas nowadays, maybe finding the truth would be so difficult, because everybody has got a way to speak, and maybe some of them know the tricks of the trade, and then they could affect people's idea and the way they think.
I think we must understand how to like read propaganda, how to do sort of fight propaganda. I would say today there's a war, not just a physical war, there's like a mental war, right?
Exactly.
There's a,
yeah.
there's a soft war that's going on. So in order to sort of defend ourselves, we have to educate ourselves against that propaganda, educate others. I don't think wars are ever going to go away. As long as there's going to be human beings, there's probably going to be wars,
yeah.
you know? It's not something
as long as there are some powers who want everything for themselves, who want to hoard everything in this world for themselves,
exactly.
then there is war.
Right. Because, yeah, that's one of the other reasons for war is resources, right? People
yeah.
fight over resources, over land, over water, over oil.
Yeah, that's power, generally speaking.
Yeah, so that's not going to go away, unfortunately.
But then there's a tragic part about war that we're going to talk about it after the break. So stay with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So, welcome back. This is Back to Reality, and this is actually the last part of today's episode. We're talking about the most excruciating word in the world, that is war. And we came to the most tragic part of the war, that is, the innocent people who are getting killed. See, there are some powers fighting over something, and then the victims of this fighting are children, women, and human beings.
Yeah.
Different sort of human beings. I mean, considered to be children, the elderly, the women, even men. As you can see through different wars, there are many stories that we could read in novels and stories, and that is so heart-touching.
You know, my brother mentioned something that as human beings are here, we're going to have war with
yeah.
each other, okay? And I have to, I think, mention that point that after the reappearance of our last infallible, which we believe in it as Mahdism or Mahdaviya, this justice will be overruling this whole world, and no war is going to happen again after...
Yeah.
All these oppressors will be deleted from this world.
We have been promised for that, and we are sure of that to happen. But before that day
We have this hope. We have this hope for this utopia, and this hope is the light that we are seeking for in everyday life.
Yeah.
Okay? And put that aside, I want to tell you that we are living in a world full of informations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And because of this, maybe some people think that because there are more information, then there is more knowledge, but it's not like that. We are living in a fake world of informations, okay?
Yeah.
So it's really important to be that wise, to be that clever, to find a right way out of the wrong thing. And I think this day, the definition of faith, the definition of being a human being, is to find the right thing out of all these lies.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So, brother, I have a question about these guys who impose wars on the oppressed people and the innocent people. Don't they have a heart in their chest? Don't they see just the pictures of what they create?
Their hearts have become hard, right? They're no longer feeling those feelings or those empathy that you and I would say as a normal human being is able to feel. That's the really unfortunate part about war, is that it turns human beings into animals, right?
Yeah. Yeah. How they justify themselves.
So normally, that's what I'm saying. The justification is either coming through some propaganda or their own selfishness and their desire to be more powerful or gain that get thing over. And that's how they're able to justify it to themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of these people, they view other human beings just as animals, right?
Exactly.
And they say it's okay to kill them because other human beings are animals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we just recently heard, for example, in the war that's taking place in Gaza. Is that the Israelis, they don't have sympathy in their hearts, and their hearts are really hard. We cannot think like they do. That's the other thing.
Exactly.
You and I cannot imagine ourselves, you know, how they're thinking. We
yeah.
can't imagine that.
And that is still so painful. Thank you, both of you.
Thank you.
War is the most painful misery that could happen to any nation. There'd be a lot of loss. There'd be millions of people suffering. But then still, as Sister Bita mentioned, we do believe in the promised Imam to come and to solve all the problems and issues. We do believe in that green future that is about to happen. And it's not going to be that far away. And it's not something that wouldn't happen so quickly. We would just be praying for that day to come, for Imam Mahdi ajalallahu farjah to reappear and to be the one who's going to fight for the right of every oppressed person in this world and establish justice everywhere. Thank you for staying with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.